Swedish expert tells government to crack down even harder on hate speech and misinformation. By Chris Tomlinson on October 2, 2020. Swedish government investigator Carl Heath has recommended the state crack down even harder on so-called hate speech online, as well as disinformation and propaganda. According to Mr. Heath, a researcher at Sweden's RISE Research Institute, propaganda and hate speech are a threat to the country's democracy. In times like these, where disinformation and propaganda influence how we make decisions, they pose challenges to our democracy, and they drive conflict. They create polarization and make an open and democratic conversation more difficult, Heath told broadcasters Sveriges Radio. In the light of what I see, the situation is serious, and we need to act, he added. While claiming that Sweden has a robust democratic system, he went on to claim that in the last 10 years, the democratic conversation has changed, mainly due to social media platforms. We have never had such a great opportunity to make our voice heard in digital media. That's good, but at the same time, we see that digital platforms are also arenas in which we see disinformation, propaganda, and nastiness spread, he said. Sweden's democratic system, particularly the voting system, has, in fact, been criticized by groups like the Organization for Security and Cooperation in Europe, OSCE, in the past. In 2018, an election observer expressed shock at Sweden's national election, claiming it was undemocratic. In all the many election observations I've been on, I have not seen anything that comes close to how undemocratic the Swedish voting system is, Danish election observer Michael Astrup Jensen said in 2018. Mr. Heath also said that the government needs to do more to crack down on so-called hate speech online. He said, "We see that far too many people are threatened and that far too few crimes are reported. This is an area that we see must be taken seriously." Swedish saw a surge of new hate crime prosecutions in 2018 due to the activity of the social group Nyhetsgranskaren, which reports alleged hate crimes to authorities. The Swedish Public Prosecutor's Office stated that in 2018, the country saw 459 prosecutions, triple that of just 2 years earlier. Follow Chris Tomlinson on Twitter @TomlinsonCJ or email @Tomlinson@Breitbart.com.